This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 70, why you should think twice about buying backlinks off of a menu. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. Well, I'm not actually going to tell you why I'm grumpy. Instead, I'm going to ask you something. What would you think if you were searching for backlinks and you found a website, and on this website, it had a list of websites that you could buy backlinks on, okay? So maybe there's a page and it says, backlinks available on these websites, and it's got like just a big list, right? And then maybe it's got like the stats, like the DR and the UR and the DA and all the other things that people love, all the stats, and it's got the domains and you can look at them and you can see the articles and you can check the stats yourself and you can see if they fit your requirements for paying for backlinks. What would you think about that? Do you think it sounds like a good idea? Well, it's not really a good idea. Let me tell you why. Hey, before we actually start though, I want to say thank you to everybody who's emailed me and asked a question or said that you enjoy the show. Like, thank you. And I want to say thank you to all of my Patreon subscribers because I really, really appreciate it. I know there's a lot of SEO podcasts out there and I really appreciate the support. I have mentioned this a couple times before when people ask me or when there's a post and somebody's talking about it, but my advice is basically this. Think twice before buying backlinks off of a menu, okay? And when I say menu, it's just like a list of the backlinks that you can buy, or rather the domains from which you can buy them, okay? It sounds like a good idea at first because you can see the websites and you know that they're legitimate websites and you can look at them and you can see, is the content good? Does it link to shady websites? What is the anchor text like? And all the things that you understand because you listen to episodes 37 and 39, right? The difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks part one and the difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks part two. Anyways, but it's actually a bad idea. Let me explain why. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. The reason private blog networks work is because they are private. The P stands for private. Private blog network. Okay. So if there's a publicly available list of websites that you can buy backlinks on, well, it's not private, is it? And if it's not private, well, maybe it's not a good idea. Look, when lists of websites become public, they eventually stop being useful. Okay. Now, maybe not immediately, but eventually. Okay. So let me tell a story here, and I've already told the story once before, but I'm going to tell you the story again because this is very relevant here. A long time ago, and I'm sorry because I don't remember what episode I told the story in, but I remember mentioning it. A long time ago, there was a famous tweet by somebody who worked for Google. And, well, here's the background information first. There was a popular link network that was available, and it was very popular. It was on at least one marketplace, if not more. I can't remember exactly. And it promoted itself as being undetectable by Google or something along those lines, right? So they were selling backlinks to people. I guess they were getting decent results. I'm not really sure. We never used it. But I mean, it stayed around for a while. It had good reviews. And, you know, whatever you think about reviews, that's cool. But anyways, look. And then one day, somebody who works at Google, I'm not going to name them because it doesn't matter, posted a tweet that said something like, undetectable by Google, huh? And then they named the link service. And if I remember accurately, the whole thing got devalued. So let me be very clear about this. This was a private network. I mean, it was publicly available, but as far as I know, there were no lists of domains or anything, but it was still publicly available to anybody who was using that forum or whatever and wanted to buy it, okay? And the search engine still found it and devalued it, okay? So they were not listing their domain names, and the search engines still found it, made a public mention of it, and devalued it. So if the domains are literally listed and you can see them, don't you think that would make it a little bit easier for the search engines to find them and maybe devalue them? I think the answer is yeah. And I would not, that's like one of the reasons that I would not, there's a couple of reasons, but that's one of the reasons I would not buy backlinks off of a menu, okay? If Google has no trouble on a private blog network like that, do you think they're going to have any trouble at all on a public blog network? That's basically like saying, hey, Google, we're selling backlinks and we're selling them on this domain and we're selling them on that domain. Like, you probably should not do it that way. Anyway, this brings me to another point, and then we'll get back to talking about this again. Okay, I'm not positive if this is the case, but I have heard it mentioned numerous times, and I am rather leaning towards believing this as being true, that search engines, your favorite search engine, whichever one you want, has a team of people, or maybe programs, that are trying to find private blog networks. Why would they do that? Well, because technically, buying and selling backlinks is against the terms of service. You're not supposed to do it. It's manipulating the results. Obviously, it's the reason you do SEO is because you want to get to the top. But it would make sense that they would do that, because that would A, get rid of people that are using manipulative techniques, and B, maybe provide some encouragement to people not to do that. Like, hey, look, we found your network, we're gonna penalize it and SEO doesn't work anymore. But like, I'm actually not sure, but it would not surprise me if they did that. So again, keep it all secret, private blog network, okay? Anyway, that's just, I don't know either way if this is like correct or not, but I would not be surprised at all if I found out that Google, for instance, had a team whose purpose was to find private blog networks. I mean, I would probably do that if I ran a search engine, but I don't. So anyway, okay, so let's talk about another reason not to use, well, available lists of domains, basically. If it's a publicly available list, okay, probably, and I'm not telling you this is true, I'm just saying this is probably how it works. If it's a publicly available list, there's probably an order form somewhere. You probably select the sites that you want and then buy them. You know, like you would purchase anything online, right? In that case, there's probably no restrictions on who they will allow. So I'm sure you have a totally fine website with zero problems and you're going to get your backlinks. But the next person might have a pharmacy that sells drugs without a doctor's prescription, which means if they get links and then that same site is also offering you links, they might get penalized, which means you might also get penalized. So, I mean, I feel like if it's publicly available, that's more probable as far as things that could happen. So again, it's probably not a good idea. Here's another reason not to do it. If there's a publicly available site, or I'm sorry, publicly available list of sites that you can buy backlinks from, what's to stop somebody from just spamming those sites all day long? I mean, they're publicly listed. So, I mean, I'm not saying that somebody would, but somebody could. And people do negative SEO each other's websites, and they also negative SEO each other's, like, other sites too. So, I mean, if it was like, look, I'm not saying that you should try this, but if you were an SEO consultant and this was one of your competitors, you could literally just negative SEO their entire network and ruin their business, maybe, if you were successful. Because negative SEO is not always successful. And here's a note, like, I'm going to talk about this in another episode, but here's the thing about penalties and like negative SEO and stuff. And by the way, a lot of people say that negative SEO doesn't work. No, it doesn't always work. Okay. I am very precise when I tell you not to do certain things, okay? Now, does that mean if you do those things, you're going to get a penalty? No, it does not mean that. It means you might get a penalty, okay? Doing a thing that you're not supposed to do does not mean you will definitely get a penalty, but it raises your chances of getting a penalty, so don't do it, all right? Negative SEO doesn't always work, but sometimes it does work, all right? And I'm not quite sure why it works sometimes and why it doesn't. It probably has to do with the relative authority of the site getting targeted versus the number of, I don't really know. But I'm just saying, I feel like if you took a big, like very popular, successful company, it would be almost impossible to negative SEO them. But if you're like a nobody, it would probably be more easy. I don't know. I don't do negative SEO, so I don't really care, but I've seen it happen. Okay. But like, the point is, just because you do a thing incorrectly doesn't mean you 100% get penalized. It means you have increased chances of getting penalized. So that's why I recommend not to do the things that might cause penalties, even though they might not, because people are like, well, I did a thing and I didn't get a penalty, so you're wrong. Well, okay, cool. That's not how it works. Like, seriously. Anyway, look. So anyway, the point is, if it's a publicly available site, somebody could just create spammy links to it and ruin it. And then guess what? Now you have backlinks that you paid for, by the way, on sites that got spammed. That's no fun. So probably you don't want to do that either. Anyways, okay, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of maddening because, like, it's very hard to find good backlinks. Like, it actually is. People ask me a lot, where can I get backlinks? And I would say, build your own PBN, because that's the reason, okay? Because that's the answer, okay? Like, that's the best way to do it. It takes longer. It's more expensive at first, okay? But it's also the best way to do it, because then you're not having to worry about, oh, what's going to happen? Are they going to manage the site right? Are they going to be spammy? Are they going to keep my link online? It doesn't matter, because it's your own website. So anyway, that's what I would recommend. But sometimes you just need backlinks right now, or maybe you just aren't in the mood to build your own PBN for whatever reason. So you're just going to buy backlinks. So it seems like it would be really cool if somebody had a list and you could just pick the ones that you want. But it's not a good idea for the reasons that I've already mentioned in this episode. So what's a better way? Well, there isn't really that good of a way, I'm going to be honest with you, because it's a private blog network, okay? It's not like going somewhere and buying a thing that you can pick up and hold and decide, yes, I want to buy this or not. Like, the SEO doesn't work that way. So I'm sorry. I know that's what everybody's used to, but SEO doesn't usually work that way. Anyway, here's a point. Sometimes people will do the same thing. They'll have a menu, right? They'll have a menu, and they'll just like redact or blank out the website names or whatever, which I guess it's better, like, because at least, the, like, whatever, I don't know. I guess it's better because at least then, like, you don't know them until you've actually paid for them, and then maybe you even still don't know them, because sometimes people will stop sites like Ahrefs and SEMrush from crawling their sites, okay? So, whoa, grumpy SEO guy, what are you talking about? Okay, great question. I'm going to answer it. You know how sites like SEMrush and Ahrefs will give you a list of backlinks, right? Well, you can block those sites so they can't actually see that you, or how do I put this correctly? So they can't actually find the sites. So if I link to you, but I have my site blocked from SEMrush and Ahrefs, then it will not show up on a backlink report. Why would you do that? Because you don't want your competition to see what you're doing. Now, it doesn't affect Google, because Google is not Ahrefs and Google is not SEMrush, so you still get authority and everything, but it just doesn't show up in a search for backlinks to that site on third-party tools like Ahrefs and SEMrush. Anyway, so the point is, this is just another thing that causes SEO to become even more complex, because you might buy backlinks, but they never show up in a backlink report because they're blocked from the crawlers. And there's ways around that too, but that is a different topic for a different day. The point is, you can buy SEO and see literally nothing in any of the like audits or whatever you do, but you might still get good results, or you might not. I don't know. It depends on a lot of stuff. But I just want to tell you that this happens. So like, for example, if you buy a bunch of backlinks and like literally don't see anything, you don't immediately think you got scammed, because maybe you did, but also maybe they're all hidden and you just can't find them because they don't show up on normal backlink reports. So again, it's a different topic for a different day, but I just want to tell you that it's another way to hide it, because protecting your... Okay, like, look, what's the number one rule in SEO? I've told you this numerous times. I'm going to tell you again, but what is it? Don't get a penalty. That's like literally the number one rule, okay? Before content, before relevancy, before authority, the number one rule is make sure you have no penalties, okay? What's the number one rule of having a PBN? Keeping it private, okay? Like, because it's called a private blog network, not a public blog network. Think about it. Anyway, look. So, I mean, I'm not really sure what things you want to know about that. But so here's another thing. You need to think about, do you trust the seller? And anybody who's a vendor, you need to think about, do I trust this buyer? Okay. I've done another episode. Actually, I've done a couple episodes on SEO scams. All right. And most of them are from the seller's side and like things to look out for. But there are also buyers who are shady. So the trust has to be with each person. Okay. Do you trust the person that is selling you backlinks? If you do, I mean, that's good. If it's some random person on a marketplace, trust me, bro, we got the best PBN ever. Yeah, maybe, probably don't buy from that person. Just whatever. I don't know. Anyway, that's really all I have to say about this. This is a pretty quick topic, I think. Definitely think twice about buying back. I'm not saying don't ever do it. I'm not saying that. But think twice before you buy backlinks that are on a public list, because they're on a public list. Okay. Like, I'm not going to go over the reasons again, because I just already said them, but that's my advice. Also, make your own PBN. It's the best way to do it. But if you don't want to, like, you know, there are email the seller, ask them some questions, see if they respond like a normal human, you know, see if they're all salesy and gross, whatever. I don't know. And then, see if you trust the person, see if they feel like they understand SEO, or do they just build a bunch of websites because they heard somewhere that selling backlinks can make a lot of money and they're just going to sell you nonsense. Make sure they're real links and they're not like forum profiles or blog comment spam or, you know, whatever. I don't know. Okay. I feel like now we are at the end of this topic. So this episode is finished. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy, and I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about SEO contradictions, clarification, and critical thinking.